Greetings and welcome to the Real Deal Sci-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, Pauly Sci-Fi, and on this episode, Picard, Season 2. This segment contains spoilers, so if you haven't seen it yet, go catch up and come back. Also, transhumanism. Is it the future for humanity? Then I'll finish up with a sci-fi throwback, the movie Moon, starring Sam Rockwell. If you enjoy the Real Deal Sci-Fi Podcast, please follow on whatever podcast service you may use. Follow me on Twitter at PaulySciFi. You can go to the website, PaulySciFi.com. That's P-A-U-L-Y.
Hey, Pauly.
S-C-I-F-I.com to listen to past episodes of the Real Deal Sci-Fi Podcast. Stick around. I'll be right back. I have to admit, when I first heard about the Picard series, I was both excited and dubious. I love Patrick Stewart, and Picard is my favorite Starship captain. I grew up on The Next Generation, and all of the great characters the show brought to life stick with me to this day. When the news came out about the series, my initial excited reaction was quickly replaced by doubt. Like everyone else, I like to keep my good memories good. I would hate for something to spoil that, like The Last Jedi did for a time. The thought of one of my childhood favorites being used as a cash grab nearly made me skip the series. But I am Pauly Sci-Fi, and science fiction is about facing the unknown and overcoming our biases, right? Needless to say, my fears were completely unfounded. Picard was always the more cerebral of the Starfleet captains, and in this series he is still that. Being in his 70s and now 80s, Patrick Stewart is no spring chicken, and is portrayed as he is. He's definitely not doing his own stunts. This season of Picard introduced one of my favorite Star Trek paradigms, the alternate dimension where Spock has a goatee and is evil. This season has all the goods. Q makes his appearance, as well as the Borg Queen. We are only a couple episodes into this season, and like the first season, I'm really enjoying it. One of my favorite characters to be included in this series is Seven of Nine. Jeri Ryan as Seven was one of the best characters from Voyager, and having her make the leap to a new series was a huge and welcome surprise to me. This season we're not just seeing the Mirror Darkly plotline, but also another Star Trek staple, time travel. I'm a bit anxious to see how this turns out, which will keep me watching. Time travel in the Star Trek universe has been done so many times, I find myself wondering if they're going to be able to pull it off this time. The cast is up to the challenge, I'm sure of that. But are the writers? Were they able to come up with something new that would revitalize the old ideas and tropes that science fiction has been offering up since its early days? Time will tell, and I will keep watching. I'm hoping that there's still a rabbit left to be pulled out of the time travel hat. And if there is, I really hope Picard found it. Transhumanism is defined by Oxford Languages as, and I quote, "the belief or theory that the human race can evolve beyond its current physical and mental limitations, especially by means of science and technology." Science fiction has been dabbling in the ideas of transhumanism for as long as I can remember, and it has mixed results. Some tales turn humans into unfeeling monsters which destroy themselves and those they love. Others show the promise of a new dawn. We're witnessing the shift due to our technological advances from science fiction into science fact. Transhumanism encompasses a whole host of sciences which, when applied to the human condition, can make us more than what we are today. There is a common misconception that transhumanism is implantable devices which allow humanity to interact with the world in new ways, but it's more than that. Right now, you're using a device which is considered to be transhumanist technology. This revolution has been going on for a long time, and like all advances, they are best seen through the lens of time. The Pythagorean theorem, developed by Pythagoras, one could argue is a transhumanist idea. It allowed humanity to build and perform mathematics, which was until that point unknown. The automobile was a scientific creation which allowed humanity a huge leap in its development. Without cars, we'd still be using horses and our legs to travel. This evolved humanity. Transhumanists might argue that transhumanism has only been around for a decade, but evolution does not happen rapidly, but slowly, through time. We have been evolving through our use of technology, and we will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. There are pills that you can take, nootropics, that are touted to make you more human than human. Whether they work or not, I couldn't tell you, but there are those that swear by them. Is the idea of a pill that you can take that would extend your life or make you more intelligent so out of bounds of reality as to be ridiculous? I don't think so, and I'm intrigued by the notion. Am I ready to take the plunge and try nootropics? Stay tuned. The overarching question in the world of transhumanism is, where are we headed with all this? Are we finally going to find the elusive tree of life, which will allow mankind to live for hundreds of years? Are we going to be able to jack directly into a computer and control its workings using only our mind? It's an exciting, yet uncertain time. Not only are we on the cusp of massive leaps in science, but we're on the razor's edge of extinction. I'm hoping we'll get to see the hopes of the future realized, but only time will tell. At the moment, it's a coin flip, which determines humanity's future. This week, for some throwback sci-fi, I picked the 2009 movie Moon, starring Sam Rockwell and Kevin Spacey. In the future, a substance is found on the moon that is able to provide clean energy to Earth. This energy has enabled humanity to sustain itself on an increasingly overpopulated planet, as well as allowing humanity to reverse the damaging effects of global warming. The film centers on Sam Bell, an engineer who was tasked with keeping a mining station on the moon running. The beginning of the movie shows Rockwell as Sam Bell going about his business on the station. There are some funny and touching moments that are soon replaced by some creepy turns of events. Sam Rockwell gives the performance of his career in a film which many people have no clue of its existence. His portrayal of Sam Bell is complex and full of emotion. There are actors who are able to tap into that special something that can elevate a mere acting role into a powerhouse. Moon proves that Sam Rockwell is one of the greatest actors of our time. When I first saw it in 2009, I knew he was destined for greatness, and he's delivered on my expectations. Kevin Spacey is the station robot Gertie, which is there to help Sam through the day-to-day tasks he is to perform. Spacey has always had that type of voice that can be soothing. And in this role, he really makes you feel at ease. He seems like he's truly there to help. But is he? Before recording this segment, I watched the movie again to clarify my recollections of the film. There are movies that stand the test of time, and for me, this is one of them. It strikes more to home now than it did back then. The loneliness that Sam Bell feels and the disconnection from the world are all too real in our present reality. Moon is available on Hulu right now, but for how long, who knows? If you haven't seen it, I can attest that it's worth your time. There is science fiction that we watch and it doesn't really resonate. Then there's Moon. It resonated with me then and resonates with me now. This may be one of the timeless classics of science fiction, but that's just an opinion. And you should form your own. Watch Moon. I think you'll like it. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Real Deal Sci-Fi Podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe on whatever podcast service you may use. Follow me on Twitter at PaulieSci-Fi. Also, go to PaulieSci-Fi.com. That's PaulieSci-Fi.com to catch up on past episodes. Tune in next time for the Real Deal.